Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you've won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself. You have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner, time after time. Yeah. My husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh. God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Let me give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Everybody know it's
summer weather.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Vine of glory. Hallelujah.
all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me.
Good morning. I'm sorry, good morning and welcome to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacy Lunsford, and this morning, we will be making our morning declarations with the Word of God. Our foundational scripture today is found in Job, the 22nd chapter, verse 27 and 29, 27 through 29. And I want to start reading at Job 22, verse 27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up. So we want to thank God for his word. And I want to reflect on verse 27 for a moment, because this scripture opens up saying, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. So I want to talk about prayerfulness. And we are making some declarations this morning with the Word of God. And we want to be prayerful. We want to be mindful of paying our vows. We want to be mindful of the things that we say to God. And we want to be confident in knowing that God will hear us and that he will answer us according to his plans and his purpose for our lives. Now, verse 27, it says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. So our prayers are unto God. And everything that we go to God with in prayer, we ask in the name of Jesus. Because John 14:14, it tells us that if we ask anything in his name, that he will do it. So our focus is going to be on prayerfulness. But our focus is also going to be on receptive prayers. And receptive prayers are prayers that reach God's throne room, that touches God's heart, and it moves God's hand. And that's God's word. It's not my word. We just read it in Job 22, verse 27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And our response is to pay our vows to God. You see, God said in his word that we shall decree a thing and that it shall be established, and thy light shall shine upon our way. When we are cast down, all we have to say is there is lifting up. And let me tell you, you will find yourself being encouraged. It's all about the words that we speak out of our mouths. God said that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established is your soul cast down today? Then join me in saying, there is lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. Are you willing to humble yourself before the Lord this morning? So before we get into our morning declarations with the word of God, I want to share some scriptures with you that are based on prayerfulness. And our goal is to return to prayer. Our goal is to renew our commitment to God, to come to him in prayer on a daily basis, morning, noon, and night. Any prayers you do in between, guess what? God is happy to hear your prayers. God is happy to talk with you. And God is happy sometimes when we sit quiet in his presence so that we can just hear him. And that's something that we need to practice. We need to practice being still and being quiet in his presence so that we can hear what God has to say. I know sometimes we're so excited and we have so much to say and we just tell God so much stuff. And that's okay. But just be mindful that prayer is a communication with God. We're communing with God. And it's a two-way conversation. So we can't hog up the conversations. We have to let God speak as well. And sometimes we just need to follow his lead. But right now, I'm going to share these scriptures on prayerfulness. And we're going to start with Psalm 5 and verse 3. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. And I'm going to read that again. Psalms 5 and verse 3. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Psalm 119, verse 147. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Luke 2:37. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers, night and day. Acts 10, verse 2, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. 1 Thessalonians, verse 3 and 10, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. In 1 Timothy verse 5, First Timothy chapter 5 and verse 5, now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continued in supplication and prayers night and day. So all of those scriptures is talking about prayerfulness, and it's different examples of different people praying. And in the word of God, we are instructed to pray three times a day. Psalms 55 and verse 17, it says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And in Daniel, the 6th chapter in verse 10, it says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before times. So if we take our time and really do a search on prayer in the Bible, we're going to learn a lot. We'll learn about different times of the day and prayers to pray. We'll learn about all night prayers. We learn about Jesus and how he prayed. And if you really want to learn about prayer, take some time and read John, the 17th chapter. Because in John 17, Jesus teaches us about prayer, and especially intercessory prayer. But I want to read Psalms 55:17 again, because earlier I mentioned that we want to focus on praying three times a day. And the scripture tells us in Psalms 55, verse 17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So God will hear our voice when we cry out to him. So let's go back to Job 22, verse 27. Thou shall make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. So that's God's promise to us. When we make our prayers to God, God will hear us, and God will answer us. Now, when God answers us, there's always three responses that we will get from God. God will tell us yes, God will tell us no, and God will tell us to wait. And while we're waiting on God, we must trust God. We must trust God with our whole heart and lean not into our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all of our ways. So we are going to make some declarations this morning. And these declarations, these decrees, is based on our foundational scripture, which is Job 22 and verse 28. And it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So we're going to start off by making some victory confessions. Today, I'm going to do the will of God without thinking of tomorrow. I decree in Jesus' name that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I decree in Jesus' name that 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come near me. I believe that I am well able to possess the promises of God. If God delights in me, he will give it into my hands. And the word of God tells me in Psalms 37 that if I delight myself in the Lord, that he will give me the desires of my heart. I decree in Jesus' name that I am delighting myself in the Lord. And I decree that God has given me the desires of my heart because I am delighting myself in him. There is no stronghold stronger than God. I pull down every stronghold in my life, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I believe, I decree, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree that the greater one lives in me. I decree that I'm having what I'm saying. God is with me. God said in his word that he will never leave me nor forsake me, and I'm in agreement with what God said. So I decree that God is with me right now. God is with me everywhere I go.
God told me in his word that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me everywhere I go. So I'm grateful to God for his divine protection over my life. I thank God that he is hiding me under the shadow of his wings, where his truth is my shield and my buckler. I decree that God is with me. I decree that blessed am I among women and men. Be it unto me according to my faith. I decree that I am dead to sin. Sin no longer has dominion over me. I decree that my mind belongs to God. I decree that if I keep my mind stayed on God, that God will keep me in perfect peace. That's what he said in his word in Isaiah 26 and verse 3. I will walk in the strength of the Lord. I decree that I have been set free from sin. Sin no longer has control over me. I decree that I have been delivered from the law of sin and death. I decree that I don't have to sin if I don't want to. It's all about a choice, and I choose to obey God. I decree that God has put everything under my control. I decree that the fruit of the Spirit is operating in my life. I decree that temperance is in full activation in my life. I decree that I am controlled by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is controlling me. I have self-control. I decree that nothing is outside of my control. I decree that when I go to God in prayer and when I seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all of these things shall be added unto me. I decree that Jesus ever lives to help me. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now lives inside of me, working to bring about my full salvation. I decree in Jesus' name that I am working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I decree that I am well able. I decree that I am well able to possess my promised land. I decree that the Spirit of God goes before me as a cloud by day and as a pillar of fire by night and is directing my steps and leading me in the way that I should go. I decree that morning by morning, God awakens me and God awakens my understanding to his will. I decree in Jesus' name that I am experiencing a spiritual awakening. My spirit man is waking up. The word of God has come alive in my life. The word of God has come alive in my mind. I choose to keep my mind stayed on God so that God can keep me in perfect peace. I decree that God's perfect peace is operating in my life. Isaiah 26 and verse 3 tells me that God will keep me in perfect peace as I keep my mind stayed on him. So I decree, and I'm going to keep making this decree, that I will keep my mind stayed on God. I decree in Jesus' name that Isaiah 26 and verse 3 is a part of my life. Isaiah 26 and verse 3 tells me that God will keep me in perfect peace as I keep my mind stayed on him. I make a choice to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not into my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge God. Today, I'm going to do the will of God without thinking about tomorrow. Today, I'm going to do the will of God without thinking about how I'm going to eat or what I'm going to wear, because my God said that he would supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Now, Psalms 23 tells me, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So God will supply all of my needs. Today, I make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. I will not be controlled by the spirit of lust. I will not be controlled by the pride of life. I will not be controlled by the cares of this world. I choose to be concerned with the word of God. I choose to keep my mind stay on God. Jesus is Lord. God is my source. And I decree in Jesus' name that I have everything I need in him. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now we're going to transition into some confessions of favor. And the following scriptures is where these confessions of favor are found. And I'm not going to read the scriptures, but I'm going to release the references so that you can read it in your own time. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 8th verse. Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 35 through 36. Genesis, verse 39 and 21. Luke, the 2nd chapter, verse 52. Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, verse 23. Esther, chapter 8 and verse 5. Esther, chapter 5 and verse 8. And Psalm 44 and verse 3. In the name of Jesus, I confess that I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I am entitled to covenant kindness and covenant favor. The favor of God is among the righteous. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. Therefore, it surrounds me. Everywhere I go and everything I do, and I expect the favor of God to be in manifestation. Never again will I be without the favor of God. The favor of God rests richly upon me. The favor of God profusely abounds in me. And I decree that I am a part of the generation that is experiencing the favor of God immeasurably, limitlessly, and surpassingly. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus that favor is producing supernatural increase in my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that favor is producing promotion in my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that favor is producing restoration in every area of my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is producing honor and increased assets in every area of my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is producing great victories in my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is producing recognition. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is producing prominence in every area of my life. Preferential treatment, petitions are being granted. Protocols, policies, and rules are being changed in my favor. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is producing battles won in which I do not have to fight because the battle is the Lord's. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is resting heavily upon my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is on me. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is going before me. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God has already gone before me and has made the crooked places straight. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is operating in every area of my life. I decree, therefore, that my life will never be the same because the favor of God has taken control of my life. The favor of God has opened doors for me that no man can close. The favor of God has gone before me. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of uncommon favor. This is the year of God's favor upon my life. And it is in Jesus' name that I thank you, God, for your favor. It is in Jesus' name, God, that I thank you that never again will I be without your favor upon my life. I understand it, God, I receive it, and I bless your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you for our harvest confession that is based on your word. In Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 13 and verse 14, it says, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Well, Father, we thank you for our harvest confessions this morning. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that I have authority according to Hebrews 1:13 and verse 14 to send forth ministering spirits into the harvest to get what belongs to me. And because I just made those declarations about favor, Father, I thank you for favor. I thank you that my ministering angels are being dispatched into the harvest to get everything that belongs to me, everything that was stolen from me. In the name of Jesus, I decree that it is the power of the Holy Ghost and the authority and the inspiration of the word of God that I decree and declare that the holy angels go forth now and become reapers in the fields that I have sown, which are white unto harvest. I decree and declare that my harvest is today. I bind every hindering spirit in my life, and I release the anointing of God with his angelic host to bring in my harvest. My harvest is coming to me today. The favor of God will locate me today. My destiny helpers will locate me today. Therefore, I have inherited salvation according to Hebrews, the first chapter and verse 14. Father, I thank you that my name, Stacy, means prosperous, and I thank you for prosperity today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree, we decree, that we are prosperous and anointed for the kingdom of God. Therefore, we are fully able to fund the work of God's house. Father, because of your favor that is upon my life, I thank you that the seeds that I have sown, that it is producing a harvest that cannot be destroyed. And I thank you that because of the favor upon my life, that the seeds that I have sown, it is producing a harvest that cannot be devoured by the world, by Satan, or by any other force, any other power. There is no power and no principality that can stop the work that you are doing in my life. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are in control of everything that is happening in my life. I thank you, Father, that it is your hand that is moving. I decree and declare that we are wise with our money. We are good stewards over our money, God. We decree and declare that your favor is resting upon us, and you have given us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding with our finances. Father, prosperity is not just about finances. So we thank you that we have prosperity in every area of our lives, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We declare that our children will serve you, God, and that our children will be able to speak to our enemies at the gate as we teach them how to read, study, and apply your word. We declare that our children will serve you, God, and be able to speak to our enemies at the gate. At the gate, our children and I, we are, Father God, speaking to our enemies. And we decree right now in the name of Jesus that the enemy is turning around and walking away from us. We decree and declare that your enemy cannot perform their wicked devices, their mischievous devices against us. The enemy cannot steal from us. We thank you, O God, that the spirit of robbery is under subjection. The spirit of robbery is rendered powerless. The spirit of robbery has tried to stop prosperity from flowing and operating in our lives. But we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that prosperity is flowing unhindered in our lives. We decree and declare that we have strong marriages. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that we are overcomers and that we are more than conquerors that cannot be destroyed. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry and the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network is producing in us a force that is more powerful than any other force that we will ever face. And I'm sorry, I meant that the Word of God is operating in Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry and the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. It is the Word of God. It is not us. It is the Word of God that is producing a force in us that is more powerful than any other force that we will ever face. And because of that, we are prosperous. Because of the Word of God being the foundation of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, because the Word of God is operating in the Rise and Shine for Jesus Ministry, it is producing in us a force that is more powerful than any other force that we will ever face. It is the Word of God that is producing in us a force that is more powerful than any other force we will ever face. Our foundation is in the Word of God, and the Word of God is producing in Arise and Shine for Jesus. It is the foundation of the Word of God that is producing in the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network a force that is more powerful than any other force that will ever face. It is the foundation of the Word of God that is producing in my children a force that is more powerful than any force that they will ever face. I decree in the name of Jesus that it is the foundation of the Word of God that is producing in me a force that is more powerful than any force that I will ever face. I decree in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ, the foundation of the Word of God, is operating in the body of Christ, and it is producing in the body of Christ a force that is more powerful than any other force that we will ever face. Father, your word tells us that it's not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit. Your word tells us in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You said in your word that nothing shall by any means harm us, and we stand on your word. We stand on the biblical authority of your word. Our foundation is on the word of God that is producing in us a force that is more powerful than any other force that we will ever face. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. We decree that we are men and women of God, children that are walking in righteousness based on your word. We have been established in your righteousness, and we are far from oppression. We decree that we have godly marriages. We decree that we have godly families that cannot be destroyed. Because your word tells us that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. In God, we thank you that it is the biblical authority of your word. And we stand on your word, and we stand on your promises. Now, Father, we thank you that we possess what we confess. And we confess in the name of Jesus that we possess continual guidance, for we confess that the Lord shall guide us continually. And that's what your word tells us in Isaiah 58 and verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul and draught and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Oh, Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that we possess continual guidance. We thank you that you are guiding us continually. We thank you that you are satisfying our soul in the drought. We thank you that you have made our bones fat. We thank you that you have watered us well, God. We thank you that like spring of water, waters shall not fail, because we have an overflowing supply. You are our source, and we decree in the name of Jesus that we possess eternal life, for we confess that my sheep hear my voice, and I give them eternal life. Father, that's the promise of your word in John 10:27, and it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And we decree and declare that we hear your voice, God. We decree and declare that you know us, God. We decree and declare that we shall follow you in Jesus' name. And as we possess the peace of God, we confess that the peace of God that passeth all understanding is operating in our lives unhindered. And we decree this based on your word in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, we decree and declare that it is the peace of God that is keeping our hearts. We decree and declare that it is the peace of God that is keeping our minds. We decree and declare that it is the peace of God that passeth all understanding. We thank you for the peace of God that is resting upon us. We decree that peace is in our home. We decree that peace is on our job. We decree that peace is in our car. We decree that peace is with us everywhere we go. The peace of God is giving us understanding. The peace of God is keeping our hearts in our minds through Christ Jesus. We will keep our minds stayed on you so that you can keep us in perfect peace. We thank you for your peace today, and we possess the peace of God. We confess that the peace of God that passeth all understanding is keeping our hearts and keeping our minds in Christ Jesus. We possess freedom from fear, for we confess that it is the Lord thy God that will hold our right hand, based on your word in Isaiah 41 and verse 13. And it says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. We possess freedom from fear. Father, we decree your word that we are fearless. We will not be afraid. You said in your word, fret not thyself, Do not worry. Do not be afraid. You said, be strong and of good courage. You said in your word that you have not given us a spirit of fear. You said that you have given us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Well, Father, we bind and we render the spirit of fear powerless in our lives. The spirit of fear is underneath our feet. The spirit of fear has been canceled. The assignment of fear against our lives is nullified. It is canceled. The blood of Jesus has destroyed the spirit of fear. We possess freedom from fear, for we confess, God, your word, and your word tells us that you are holding our right hand. So we decree that God is holding our right hand, telling us, fear not, I will help thee. Father God, we don't have to fear because you are helping us. And in the time of trouble, you will hide us. In the secret of your tabernacle, you will hide us. You are a present help in the time of trouble. You said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we decree that you are holding our hand. We decree, O God, that you are helping us. We decree, O God, that you are our present help in the time of trouble. We possess bountiful blessings financially, and we confess, he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And that's in your word, God. In 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And I have to get that scripture. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. And we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you for all of these declarations, all of these affirmations that we are making in your word, and we thank you for being glorified. We thank you for being exalted. We thank you for the power of your word that has been released, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We give you all of the praise. And your word says in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, in the 6th verse, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So we possess bountiful blessings financially, spiritually, in every aspect, God, that you choose to bless us, we possess bountiful blessings. But we decree financial breakthrough this morning. We decree financial freedom this morning. We thank you that we have sown bountifully and we shall reap bountifully. You also said in your word that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So not only do we confess that we are possessing bountiful blessings financially, Father, we thank you that we possess, Father God, joy bountifully, because you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we decree that it is morning. We thank you, God, that you are our help. We possess supernatural help in every situation. For we confess that our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. We thank you that as we lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, we will know without a shadow of a doubt that all of our help comes from you. We possess good, for we confess, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby God shall come unto thee. And that is in Job 22 and verse 1. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto them. Father, we possess good things. We thank you that good things are coming to us. We thank you that we have good thoughts. We have good words. We have good things to say, and we're displaying good behavior. But God, we thank you that good and godly things are coming to us. We thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And we thank you, God. We possess peace with our enemies as we confess, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And that is found in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, in the 7th verse. And it says, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So, Father, we decree and declare that our enemies are at peace with us. We decree and declare that our ways are pleasing to you, God. And because our ways are pleasing to you, you make our enemies be at peace with us. So we decree in the name of Jesus that our enemies are at peace with us. We decree in the name of Jesus that your ways, God, your ways, because it's not our ways, but Father, your ways are deep. There are some things in your word, God, that when I read your word, I just have to say, God, open up my understanding. And in this scripture in Proverbs 16:17, Father God, we possess peace with our enemies because we confess your word. And the power is in your word. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. We decree and declare that our enemies is at peace with us because, God, we are pleasing to you. You said delight ourselves in you, and you will give us desires of our hearts. Father, we possess the ability to be positive. Positive blessings are operating in our lives. We are positive blessings to other people because we confess, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. And that's in Zechariah 8:13. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and O house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. I decree in the name of Jesus that my hands are strong. I decree in the name of Jesus that I will fear not. I decree in the name of Jesus that I will be a blessing to your people. I will be a blessing to the nations. Father God, there was a curse. Your word says, and it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse. That means were a curse, used to be a curse. I'm not a curse among the heathen. O house of Judah and O house of Israel, you said that you would save me. So I thank you that I am saved. I thank you for my salvation. I thank you, God, that you have chosen me to be a blessing. I thank you that I will not fear. I thank you that your hand is strong upon me. But let your hands be strong. Let my hands be strong, God. Let my hands be strong. I decree that my hands are strong. My hands are strong to do the work that you have called me to do. We decree in the name of Jesus that we possess wholesome, sound sleep at night, for we confess he giveth his beloved sleep. Psalms 127 and verse 2 that says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Father, we thank you that we possess wholesome and sound sleep at night because you have given us rest. We possess the assurance of our labor in the Lord and that it is fruitful. For we confess, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. And we decree your word in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and verse 58 that says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Father, we thank you that we shall be steadfast. We thank you that we shall be unmovable. We thank you that we are always abounding in the work of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, that our labor has not been in vain. We possess the assurance of our labor in the Lord is fruitful. Our labor in the Lord is fruitful, and we confess, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Our 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 labor, our labor, our labor, our labor has not been in vain. We thank you, O God, that we possess the assurance that our labor, our labor, our labor, our labor in the Lord is fruitful. You are producing great fruit in our lives. We are fruitful in every area of our lives. We are fruitful in every area of our lives. We are fruitful on our job. We are fruitful in the ministry. We are fruitful in our businesses. We are fruitful in our families. We are fruitful in our homes. We are fruitful everywhere we go and everything we do. And the favor of God is operating in our lives. It is because of you, God, that never, ever again will we be without the favor of God. The favor of God is resting richly upon us. The favor of God is profusely abounding in us. And for that, God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we thank you, oh God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Father, we commit the rest of this day into your hands. We thank you that we will go forth triumphantly. We thank you that we will be led by peace. The peace of God is leading us. The peace of God is guiding us. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is leading us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us. We choose to walk in the Spirit. We choose to walk in the light. We thank you that you called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. We commit this day into your hands. We thank you for covering us with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare that the blood of Jesus is protecting us. The blood of Jesus has cleansed us. The blood of Jesus has washed us. The blood of Jesus has healed us. The blood of Jesus is speaking for us. The blood of Jesus is fighting for us. And we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, we give you all of the praise. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you that our cars are covered with the blood of Jesus. Touch our engines, touch our tires, touch our brakes. Touch everything on our vehicles, oh God. Give us traveling mercies on the highway and the byway. We decree in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be blessed going out and we will be blessed going in. We are blessed in the city and we are blessed in the field. We are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, oh God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing. And we thank you for being glorified in every area of our lives. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day.